I'm going to do take two of that little mess about with loads of audio boozing, one comment playing back, because it didn't turn out very well. So here it goes.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm Lee. Signed up to this after listening to the Chris Moyles show this morning, and I think I agree with Comedy Dave. I don't really see what the crack is, but, you know, I'm here, I'm at work, I'm bored. Give it a go. Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, my name is Nick Pettit. I'm the co-founder and lead designer at Done21, the company that created IE6Update.com. Hello everyone, my name is Nick Pettit. I am the co-founder and lead designer at Done21, the company that created IE6Update.com.
Too much.
Hello everyone, my name is Nick Pettit. I am the co-founder and lead designer at Done21.
Hello.
Company that created IE6Update.com. This is an audio boo, a little bit in response to what Paul has to say about IE6Update.
Too much mad
and hello everyone, my name is Nick Pettit. I am the co-founder and
mangoes and enjoy them.
But I'm on the whole pretty impressed by the sound quality. It's fantastic.
Vanilla ice cream. God, that's good. I've been doing DIY now for...
Hello.
Well, I've got the laptop open in
How
front of me.
Are you?
And very sadly, I can see my last tweet was 3 hours ago.
Hello.
Yes, I have
How
to.
Are designer at Done21,
with tweets
the
so
company
that
created IE6Update.com.
Turn that
yes,
off.
This is an audio boo.
Right,
bit
so tomorrow would be Friday the 10th. And that means
and
Tuttle Club LA.
First of all, Paul, I'd like to thank you
but
for
this time I'm going to have to pass. I've got
really, really, really appreciate it. And we share your voice.
Huh?
And to everyone that feels the same way as Paul does, we share your voice as well. We understand that there are going to be strong opinions against IE6Update because there are very strong opinions that went into its creation.
Think might be
we take this
if only we can
matter
podcast
very
easier.
Seriously
utters,
and
utterly
we understand that IE6Update is somewhat of a morally gray area,
I just thought this
but
is very intuitive.
We think that for a browser that's
much more intuitive,
you know, nearly 10 years old now,
an iPhone app. It's not
and
hello.
For a company that uses somewhat of a version tactic to advertise their browser, we think that it's okay to be a little bit evil, and that's the cost justified in the end. Really, this is very complex and multifaceted issue, and it would require a number of
citizens
to
resolve
it. And you have to go on a site-by-site basis, and that's why we think IE6Update is the appropriate solution to this problem. You have to look at the audience, and you have to understand
turn that off
for
a second.
Like
right, so tomorrow would be Friday the 10th.
They might be using Firefox,
and that
Safari,
means Tuttle
Chrome,
Club LA,
etc.
But this
and
time I'm going to have
find
to
out,
pass.
You're
I've
using
got
something like that and
another
tricking
commitment.
Your users. They very well may feel the same way that Paul does, and they may take offense to it. Now, if you have a website that has a large population of IE6 users, and you can say with confidence.
See how quickly.
Hello everyone, my name is Nick Pettit. I am the co-founder and lead designer at Done21.
Hello. How are you today?
This is Mike Coulter from Digital Agency.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Too much matibouche for me. Too much. In fact, it's on right now. Right, so tomorrow would be Friday the 10th, and that means Tuttle Club LA.